الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. إخواني، the companionship, the friendship is a very important concept in Islam. It falls under also the matter and the concept in well-known concept in Aqidah, al-wala wal-bara, allegiance and disavowal. And for this reason, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said, لا يأكل طعامك إلا مؤمن, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one that regularly eats with you, you sit and eat with them, has to be a mu'min. Yet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself was invited to a house of a Yahudi, and he ate sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from a Yahudi, and he ate with Ahlul Kitab, and he ate with the Yahud. So what does this mean? Are we allowed to or not? Pay attention with me. There's nothing in Islam said you're not allowed to eat with a Yahudi or a Christian. But who's frequently the person that you eat with, and why it is about eating? The hadith is not about food, ya Habibi. I know we all think about food. No, it's not about food. It is about the person you're frequently with, and breaking bread together and sitting frequently with, that means you're starting to build a strong relationship. You go out with them for lunch, and you go out with them for burgers, and you go out with dinners, and you hang out with them, that means you become a close companion to you. That is why the Prophet ﷺ said, mu'min. He didn't even say Muslim, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And some narration said, taqi. A person with taqwa. He didn't even say Muslim. Because there are many Muslims, they are very bad Muslims. But you frequently, لا يأكل فعل مضارع, meaning it's continuously happening. Meaning the person who continuously you sit with and eat with, he can't be just a Muslim. No, he has to be on a higher level, he has to be a mu'min. So the sister that you have coffee with her, your sister, frequently. The sister that you eat with her frequently, that you invite her and she invites you to your house frequently, has to be mu'mina, can't be just muslima. But occasionally you can eat with a Muslim. Occasionally you can eat with a Yahudi and a Masihi, Christian. But to take him inside intimate, has to be on a higher level. Why? Because the iman, the mu'min, he will rub off his iman on you. He will give you guidance in your life. As we will hear Alqamah bin Labid al-Hakim, what he says later, after I recite to you the ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directed Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself to be with his companions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directed Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to choose certain friends and take him a closer friends to him. And in this ayah, it is not only to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's to every brother and sister. فَقُولُ الْمَوْلَى عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ. And be patient. And sit close and be near. But why Allah said patience? Because the companions of the righteous requires patience. Especially in the first phases when you come to the deen. Because those to you, the boring crowd, the crowd that is, nerds crowd and the boring crowd and the crowd they do nothing fun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wasbir nafsak, be patient, sit closely, tightly with the ones, yad'una rabbahum. They supplicate and ask their Lord and pray to their Lord in the morning and at night. Meaning the ones who come to the masajid all the time, for Fajr and Isha. The ones who always have connection with Allah. يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ. They're frequent, but what do they want? They have sincerity. So the first one is what? What is the first quality? They're close to Allah. They supplicate and pray to Allah. Second quality, they have sincerity to Allah. You can appear on them. They're not in the masjid for dunya. They're not in the masajid just to hang out. They're in the masajid to do ibadah. Shuf the qualities that Allah is giving you. وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. And do not move your eyes from them. He wants you to stay with them and keep your eyes and your heart and your mind with them. And do not move your eyes from them. Yani, do not go away. You see the brother come to the masjid, then he disappears. Back to his old mates, and you see his picture on Facebook from a brother with a beard, with a brother with no beard, and his chest plucked like a chicken. Now, what happened to you, brother? He went back to his old companionship. He said, وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ فَوَّا تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ. Wanting what? Wanting the adornment of the dunya. You turn your eyes to go to the companions who they know a lot of chicks, who can take you to a lot of parties. They know the latest nightclub. They know the best pill to swallow. They know all this stuff. They're connected. They have the best WRX, the best car, the best this, the cool boys. Jahannam is hot. They're cool, but Jahannam is hot. La ilaha illallah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, warning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا. And do not obey the one who we made his heart heedless from our remembrance. Yani, the person who's astray, who's far away from the deen, his heart is what? Heedless from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't obey him, don't listen to him, don't lend him your ear. And one of the signs of the day of judgment, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, become a time in a hadith al-akhirah, when the man or when the young man obeys his friend and disobeys his father. How many of the shabab, how many of us, we favored our friends over our parents? And in 5 to 10 years time, who's your friend today? He's not your friend after that. Once, with a friend that you think that he will put your life for you, wait until he meets a chick and he gets married. Habibi, he would not put a dollar for you. He will stop calling you because he's got more things to occupy him in his life. And you'll find out what a load of rubbish it was. Except the mu'mineen, the true mu'mineen. The tie of iman is not broken. It's only the tie of dunya that is, will always be broken. He said, وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ وَكَانَ أَمُرُهُ فُرُطًا. And he followed his whims. That person who follows his whims. And his affair is in a loss. So, ikhwani, remember the ayah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, الْأَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌ إِلَّا أَنْ يُتَقَى. Friendship on the day of judgment. This person who has followed his wings, who misguided you on the day of the judgment, apart from the dunya, on the day of judgment, he'll become your enemy. He'll become your enemy. And he'll become a person that will disown you, except whom? Al-Muttaqeen. What does this ayah say? Yani, if you have a companion who has taqwa, and on the day of judgment, you need an intercession, you need shafa'ah, you need somebody to come and say, Ya Allah, I beg you, I ask you, by your izzah, let my friend go to Jannah with me. This is the one who is able to say it is the one who has taqwa. The proper companion who has taqwa, he will intercede. He will forgive you. And that's what it means. Meaning you're al-akhillah.
the good friends, they're all in enmity on the day of judgment. We're all fighting amongst each other. Except the muttaqeen, meaning they're good friends. Listen to me. They're good friends even in the hereafter. And they'll be good friends in the Jannah. So if one of them is lower than the other, the higher one, he would say, Ya Rabb, he's my friend in the dunya. He was a good companion of mine. I want him with me in the same high level of Jannah. Amma the other better friend, you dispute and argue with him. Underestimated this matter of Al-Khalil, good friend. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was seen once with Abu Bakr on his right and Umar on his left. What a great companions. The best of men after the prophets. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام هكذا ندخل الجنة. This is how we enter Jannah. On my right is Abu Bakr and on my left is Umar. A great companionship. Who sacrificed everything for each other and kept the company of each other. Ikhwani, to seal the khutbah, I will narrate to you what Alqam ibn Labid, he was one of the wise of the Salaf. He was advising his son. He said, Ya Bunay, O my son, إِذَا نَزَعَتْكَ الْحَاجَةُ إِلَىٰ صُحْبَةِ الرَّجُلِ. If you feel a need to have a friend, these are the qualities you should look in a friend. فَصْحَبْ مَنْ إِذَا صَحَبْتَهُ زَانَكْ. Mean, take a companion whose his companionship will raise your status. وَإِنْ خَدَمْتَهُ صَانَكْ. And if you to serve him, he will appreciate your service. If you do him a favor or you help him, he will appreciate that for you. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْكَ حَاجَةٌ أَعَانِكْ أو حصاصة عفواً وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْكَ حَصَاصَةٌ أَعَانِكْ. And when you are in a trouble, he will support you and help you. وَإِنْ رَأَى مِنْكَ حَسَنَةً عَدَّهَا. And if you do him a favor, he will count it for you. Meaning he will remember that favor. He doesn't deny your favors. وَإِنْ بَدَتْ مِنْكَ ثَمْلَةٌ سَدَّهَا. And if he see a hole or a gap with you, he close it. Meaning if you made a mistake, he will repair it and he will close it and he will not expose you. And if you done something wrong towards him, he will not hold you, he will not hold it against you. So the qualities, he said, of a good companion that you can deal with in this dunya, that his suhbah will increase your iman and increase your knowledge and increase you in betterment. And if he sees a mistake, he will cover it. And if you do good to him, he will count it. And if he sees you doing wrong, he will cover it. That is the person who is deserving of your friendship. Ikhwani, as-suhbah wal-khullah is a worship, is a ibadah, is a companionship, is a duty. And we cannot live without companionships. So we as parents, we have to make sure and warn our children from what we believe they are bad companionship. And the brothers has to listen to their parents who are experienced more than them. And they can see habits in a person that you cannot see. They can see the red light and the alarm and the warning sign that you cannot see due to your shortcomings. I know every shab, every youth thinks he knows it all, thinks he can break down walls. But the reality, the wisdom of the elderly is always needed. What you can see in a brother, your parents can see a different thing altogether. And this is a very important advice for you. And also, make sure that companion that you have, and don't be cheated. Allah has a big bead or small bead. Some of these brothers who have bead, they don't have even the least type of knowledge or manners. Assess Because this person could be your guide to Jannah or to Jahannam, or who could be a crow to lead you to the corpses of dogs.